this purpose when we really don't even know what that might look like, what it might look like, what it might sound like, what it might taste like, what it might feel like. How do you, or what do you say, or how do you recommend women listening who are struggling with their purpose or have reservations or questions, how do you recommend that they move forward in this purpose finding adventure that I guess we all kind of are on it on different levels?
Yeah, that's a great question. I know for me, I just with the relationship that I have with God, that's where I had to go. I often give the example of having a malfunction with your phone, right? If you have an Apple phone and you go to a Samsung store and say, hey, can you help me with this? Like, they can give you instructions, but those instructions are limited, and it's just based on their particular experience. And so the way that I look at it is, okay, if God created me and I feel like I have this thing, this malfunction in me, right, that isn't going right, I feel like I don't know what my purpose is, who better than him to go and say, hey, what did you create me for? Like, where are the instructions to this? And knowing that as a believer, that those instructions are in the word of God, but also knowing that he's not going to give me the full instructions. He'll give me a piece and say, hey, girl, yeah, go to this place. Or with the case of going to New Orleans, go and serve in New Orleans. I didn't go to New Orleans thinking, okay, this is going to lead me to write a book. It's going to lead me to do workshops. It's going to lead to this whole organization. And then we're going to serve teens. And then we're going to serve college students. And then we're going to move to Dallas. And we're actually going to focus on millennial women. He wouldn't give me that full picture. And I honestly know that he wouldn't give me the full picture because I'd say, nah, that's not happening. But also, if I did think that it was going to happen, I would try to find a way to manufacture or make it happen quicker. And so for anybody who's looking for their purpose, I would say, as a believer, again, just going to Jesus and saying, what is it that you created me for? What is it that you have me to do? And also not dismiss those things that you're doing already. Like you said, I love that analogy of trying to find some big shiny rock in the sand. I think a lot of us think that purpose is this elusive golden arch that you're just going to look at it and say, oh my gosh, yes, this is my purpose, because it's big and it's shiny. And sometimes your purpose is something quote unquote small. Like, not everybody is going to be the influencer. Not everybody is going to be the YouTube sensation. Not everybody is going to be the next Oprah or the next Heather Lindsay, if you follow her ministry, or the next Sarah Jakes Roberts. Like, you have this unique thing that you were created to do. And if you try to manufacture what other people are doing because you feel like, well, they seem to enjoy what their purpose is, you have to understand you can't be them and they can't be you. And everybody has something valuable to offer. So you just have to look at those things that you already do, that you naturally do.
Wow, that makes sense. And I agree. I'm really glad that you answered that in the way that you did, because it ties back into everything that, you know, essentially you've been saying during this conversation so far. And I do believe that those listening, you know, have something that they've been doing that is amazing. And it could be something that they maybe don't know about yet, or they do know about and they haven't really thought about it, or yeah, you know, whatever. They're just completely kind of not aware just yet. But I think one of the ways that I guess you could do that is to ask around, you know, ask people around yes. you, what am I really good at? And what am I, you know, really thriving in? And like, you know, like, this is my thing, like, this is my jam. And yes. A lot of times you'll hear people say stuff and you're like, really? That's the thing that you think? And, right. and that's what happened to me when I did that. And it's really eye-opening. And once you can start, I will say that I feel like God, the universe, whomever, we are given signs. Yeah. Whatever you believe, whomever you believe in, you get signs. If you yeah. are aware and you are open to receive those signs, you will get them. Yes. And I think it could be a whisper. You could see something, whatever you believe in. I know a lot of people listening have different like backgrounds and whatnot. I think most people are probably in like the Christian or, you know, that realm. But I do have yeah. a lot of people who are more, you know, ethereal and are more into like saying the universe, whatever. Like, yeah. I don't discriminate. I do believe that it's important for us to kind of have various beliefs. I believe that no matter what you believe in or who you believe in, you have access to communicate with them. Yeah. However, whatever you want to call it, you have access to communicate. That's the whole point. So whether you believe in the universe and the universe provides for you, the universe has your back, like Gabrielle Bernstein talks a lot about, Marianne Williamson talks a lot about God and, mm-hmm. What is that book? The big blue book, A Course in Miracles. She talks a lot about God in that book and mm-hmm. the universe. She talks about them both kind of, together. It's really interesting. But the main point is that communication is there if you so allow it. And awareness is there if you are receptive to it. So if you are struggling, there are a number of things that you can do. But going inward is a very powerful tool, because when you get yourself and you can start hearing what your creator is telling you, then you can start making moves in the right direction. And maybe, you know, your purpose and your the meaning behind you and your life isn't so kind of out there, seems so far away. So I think
it's so daunting.
Yeah, it can be. At least it was for me for a really long time. I didn't grow up in a super religious home. We were military and we moved around a lot and we went to different churches. So when we were in New York, when I was a kid, I went to Catholic school. And then we went to Texas and I went to like a Christian school, or not a Christian school, but it was like a Christian church. And we did like vacation Bible study school and stuff. And then I moved to the Virginia, DC area, and I went to a Baptist church. And it was just, you know, just different groups. I think my grandma was Protestant. I don't know. But like, we had a lot of different, and then I started hanging out with people from different places. And I learned about, you know, some of the Indian and Hindu and just really interesting stuff, right? Got into yoga. You learn a lot about Buddhism over there. And I think all of the religions are really interested in finding your path and finding your purpose. And I find it super interesting. So I'm glad that people have you to go to not only help them find their purpose, but also to kind of help them along the way as they're kind of trekking through it.
Yes. It's a journey. It's not just a, okay, I've arrived at my purpose. You know, like someone I heard recently, they said they've started using the word assignment because assignments can change, right? And sometimes if you feel like, okay, well, this was my one purpose. Like if I looked at Black Girls of Purpose and said, okay, this is my purpose for living, or even my role as a mom and a wife, this is my purpose for living. If one of those things change, if something happens to my husband or my children or me, and I'm not able to function in those capacities, okay, well, do I not have purpose anymore, or has my assignment just changed, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So that was really helpful for me too.
I think we take turns on whatever journey we're on. We can take turns, and you can take, you know, turns with religion. If you start following, maybe you haven't been in the church lately and you decide that maybe you want to dabble in that again. I really feel like there's a lot of resources out there. And if you want to share some with me, Bree, I can put them in the show notes for folks. I think you've got a lot in your podcast that people can go to and just see if it's of interest. You know, I found Sarah Jakes Roberts. She came to an event that I was at, and she was just incredible. I was like, girl, I just want to follow you around and listen to you talk about shit. Like, I don't even care what you talk about. She was so amazing. She was so relatable.
She's a powerhouse.
Oh my gosh. And it was crazy because I there was something about her that was just extremely relatable and also extremely just poignant. And just, for me, it was on point. It was, the message just hit right. And sometimes the message just hits right. And it doesn't have to come from one specific person or gender or, you know what I mean? Color. It doesn't, you'd be surprised.
You're just
right?
Like, you understand me, girl. Like you said, then you're like, take me everywhere you're going because you understand.
And I love her, the way that she speaks and the way that she gets her message across, and just, she spoke like a prayer for us before we started the conference. And it was just magical. I mean, everybody was like, it was weird. The energy was just, it was wild because we're all standing there. It was like a room of Black women just standing there. And, you know, I feel like when it comes to prayer, we just, there's something special about Black people in prayer. And we were just standing there together, and it was so cool. It was so cool to be in that space with her. And you just never know when you're going to get messages and guidance. So I want to encourage everyone listening to experiment, explore, and take that time to connect with the right people and the right books and tools. And we'll put some in the show notes for you. If you're interested, check them out.
Yes.
Now you've written a couple of books. I do want to talk about that. So has it been two, one?
So technically three. So I have The Black Girl's Guide to Living on Purpose, which is a great book to start with, I think, in terms of, and of course, and I'm not one to put up my own stuff, even though someone was just getting on me yesterday and said, girl, if you don't put up your stuff, who's going to do it? But The Black Girl's Guide to Living on Purpose, there's a book and a workbook. The reason why I felt like the workbook was helpful, outside of the fact that my aunt told me I needed to create one, is that a lot of people are like me. I have action steps at the end of every chapter because I thought to myself, okay, there are so many books that I've read and I feel super inspired. But if you were to go back and say, well, what did you learn from that? Or what action did you take? Or how are you different now than you were when you read the book, I wouldn't be able to tell you. So I wanted people to be able to say, okay, I started eating healthier after I read this book, or I found my relationship with God after I read this book, or I healed the relationship that I have with my mom after I read this book. I wanted them to have clear takeaways from it. And so the book is really great for that. But then the workbook is great if you're a writer like me, if you like to journal through the things that you're growing through, right? Not just going through, but growing through. And so that's really helpful. And then I have my newest book, Walking on Water. It's a 21-day devotional on faith. And it's actually about my pregnancy journey with my son, Jaden, and how I was not planning on getting pregnant as early in my marriage. I mean, I really was going to go without marriage altogether, but God had other plans for me. And so just thinking about how opening myself up and having that faith, like you talked about, and just deciding, okay, I'm not going to be unhappy about this because this is something that people pray for. This is something that, you know, if God is putting this in my path and he has already designed it to come out for my good, that's been incredible for me. And I didn't imagine that I would be a mom of two at this point, but it's been an amazing blessing. And it's taught me a lot about myself, like we were talking about earlier, and just that self-awareness and that I'm stronger than I think. And that, and it's that accountability again, to be able to create a schedule and say, okay, how can I take care of myself, my business, and my family? Because before, I wasn't taking care of really any of those things. I passed out in my car, like when I was 8 months pregnant with my son, Jaden, because I was trying to do the most and wasn't taking proper care. I wasn't prioritizing things. And so, yeah, those are my books. And that's a little bit of what they're about. But the Black Girl's Guide to Living on Purpose is a great entry book. It was designed for teenagers, so it's a really easy read. But I have, my grandmother's read it and said she got a lot out of it. My dad read it. He's going to be 60 next year. So, I mean, it's really for anybody.
Yeah. Also, shout out to family members who support the work that we do. We appreciate you. You don't have to do it, but when you do it, it's always nice.
Yes,
I will link all three of those in the show notes. So for anybody who's interested, definitely grab them. If you know somebody who might be interested, I know we all know people who love journaling and who love doing different devotionals and stuff. So just think about it. It is the holiday time. It's a good time to get that. And also, if you just want to support a Black woman in business, I've had a bunch of women on the show who have written books and who have done things. And I think it's important to support each other, right? To support each other and to support people who may not always be supported in ways that they deserve. So these are great options. I think this is a good place to start. And yeah, I'm glad that you have books. I didn't know that before talking to you. So heck yeah. Because not everyone wants to listen to a podcast. Some people like to have something in their hands. Not everybody likes to read. Some people like to read and take notes. So it's like a little bit more interactive. So I love to have lots of options.
Okay. We've got options, people. We've got options.
Always. Always. Okay. So 2020 is coming. I'm excited. I'm a little anxious because I want to make sure I fully prepare, but I'm excited. So I want to know, you mentioned changing the name of the show and doing more events and whatnot, but what else is going on for you? And what are you looking forward to, I guess, for 2020?
I'm looking forward to our Activate community. We had a podcast series called Activate, and I was getting feedback from women who were saying, "Bree, you know, I listened to the Activate series and now I'm starting the YouTube channel, or I'm writing that chapter in my book, or I'm going to go and file for my 501c3, or I'm going to go and build community. I need someone to help me do this consistently." And because I am a creator naturally, and because I love just supporting women. One of my friends said that I'm like a cheerleader and a coach and a accountability partner and a pastor, like all in one. I just want to see women succeed. And so instead of just saying, "Wow, I'm really glad people are doing this," I felt a responsibility to create a space where women could continue to create and have that accountability that they were talking about wanting. And so I created this community called Activate, and it's a monthly membership. Get workshops that cover a variety of topics. Even when you sign up, you get to do a member intake survey that says, "Hey, what is it that you want to learn about? Do you want to learn how to write a book? Do you want to learn how to write how to produce a podcast? Do you want to learn how to host an event?" Really just tailoring the experience to all the members who are part of our community. And then we're going to have accountability groups. There are going to be meetups, and it's just going to be an incredible space to support the women who've been supporting us over the course of our life, right? Our life as an organization since 2016. And it's going to be, I really think about it like a virtual Rolodex where people are just like, oh yeah, I know somebody who does that. You need, even for simple things like, you need somebody who does braids? Yeah, we know somebody who does that. And that's how you and I got connected about the Black Women in Business directory that we're going to be offering through our app, where if you need something and you really want to support a Black woman in business who does that particular thing, but you don't know that she does that thing, we'll have that directory for you. So if you need a photographer or event planner or someone who does lights, like, it doesn't matter what the need is. We're really looking to be full service in terms of who we're connecting people with.
Absolutely. And that's important, because I actually had that thought, was it earlier today or yesterday? I was thinking about some, oh, it was today. So I was actually thinking about possibly doing some changes to my website. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, should I use the same theme, like WordPress? Like, I've had it. I like it a lot, but I feel like I can do more. I feel like I can do better. And am I distracting myself or not? Either way, I want to have somebody who I can hire to help me and maybe even brainstorm. Right. Because there may be things I can do with my current theme that they would be able to help me with. So I was thinking that thought today, and then I was like, you know what? What if there was a Black graphic designer I could find and hire who could help me? Yeah. And because I'm thinking about people whose website that I do like. And so we, all of us are having these thoughts, guys. It doesn't matter. It could be about getting a dentist. It could be about, you know, going to a new OBGYN, which I actually had that thought today. I'm like, I need a new one because like I moved. And why not be able to expand and work with people of color, women of color, you know, specifically, but why not? Why not be connected in that way? And I've had the Nile from the Nilelist.com, and Nile is a Black business directory as well. And they work with a lot of product-based businesses, but I believe service-based too. Okay. And they launched in November around, I want to say she was saying the day after Thanksgiving. And so I've been talking about this for the last few episodes. I'm really pumped about it. And I'm really excited to hear about people doing this kind of all over the country, because we need these databases, directories, and websites to try to stay as connected as we can. You know, I talk a lot about networking, but it's nice to have the ability, you know, to make it easier. Because when you go to Yelp and you try to type in, you know, awesome Black graphic designers, I don't know what's going to come up, but I can guarantee you it's probably not going to be what you want it to be. So we need better options. So
lower barter entry.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm glad that you're doing that, and obviously keep me posted so I can share what you've got going on for next year on the gram. And we can absolutely have you back if you want to talk about other stuff. I know we didn't really get to the community bit about supporting each other, but I would like to maybe end on that note. So on the call we had originally or initially, we talked about the fact that Black women have this reputation for not really supporting one another and for showing up and whatnot. And I want you to just speak to maybe what you agree with and you disagree with about that statement.
Yes, I think when we look at a lot of the shows, right? A lot of the shows that are really popular, a lot of the movies that are really popular, I don't feel like we as Black women are depicted in the best light. And I'm not going to name stuff by name because it's also like, but that's my sister. So I can't not, you know, I have to support her. Like even when we're supporting work, we're like, oh, I know this could be better, but that's my girl. So I got to support the work. But I have just, there've been so many movies that I've seen where, you know, it's the Black movie. And I know, you know what I'm talking about, where the comedy is kind of like slapstick and it's like, but why can't we just have this really awesome storyline? Why do we have to be really loud or really obnoxious or violent or whatever the case may be? And I think that that's what people believe about Black women. And I think that that's what a lot of us have started to believe about ourselves. Or we just have this, we've allowed that to be planted in our head. Like, okay, well, you know, I saw on Real Housewives that if you share a business idea with somebody, they're probably going to steal it. So I can't share my business idea. Or, you know, if you try to go into business with somebody, they're going to steal the funds. They're going to launder some of the money. And it's just really toxic beliefs. And I think for me, I'm not saying that that doesn't exist. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I'm not living in this, you know, utopia where, oh, everything is magic. But I think because I have purposefully surrounded myself with women who really want to see each other succeed, I don't experience that in my direct circle of community. I do find myself around other women who are like, girl, if I can help you in any way, like, let me know. And one thing I loved about you is that when I shared with you, the director, you were like, yes, absolutely. Quarter one, like, let's get connected. And that is one thing I will say about community is that sometimes we can get so familiar with each other as Black women, you know, the sis and the girl and all that, that we, when it comes time to support one another with our dollars, we don't do it because we feel like we're so familiar with each other. Like, oh, well, you know, I should get, be able to get a discount, or, you know, the sis special or that kind of thing. And I think we need to be better about that because we're devaluing the women in our community when we say, hey, can you give me a discount? Is there a family friends discount? That kind of, okay, do you understand the time that had to go into this? I don't have to put less time into it just because you want a discount on this, right? And so for me, that is a big reason why I wanted to do this directory as well. Like, I wanted women to support people who are in their community. Like, we, and I talk about this in my deck that I created for Activate, we will support Target and we will support Bath and Body Works and we will support Sephora and Ulta and MAC, but we will not support each other. And a lot of times our costs are so much lower than what you would get at a Target or sometimes even what you would get at a Walmart. But we still are like, well, yeah, but that's just Brie. Like, that's just Whitney. You know, I know her from high school. Okay. So because you've known me for longer and you're familiar with me, what I have is not a value. It's not worth paying for something. So that's the part of community that I feel like needs improvement, is not just supporting each other in comments and likes and shares, but supporting each other monetarily.
Absolutely. And I don't know where the whole discounting thing came from. I maybe should research it. I know there's some research that's been done already on just like the history of Black businesses in America and just how intense of a history it is and how ridiculous of a reality it's been. That to me was eye-opening, jaw-dropping. I mean, I was just angry learning about, you know, some of these statistics and the histories, and just, it's just out of control. So we don't really come collectively from a place of positivity when it comes to, you know, Black businesses in this country. Like, literally, that's not what they wanted at all. That's not the way the system was designed. It was not supposed to hold space for minority businesses, especially African-American businesses. And so there's just a ton of energy there. And it's really intense. And I think once you learn a little bit more about the history of Black businesses in America, and you learn a little bit more about just the system in general, you can start to see why the businesses are the way they are, and why they've been, you know what I mean? Just like some of the hurdles people have had to jump through. Yeah. And I think that's why it is so important, and why we're trying so hard and so diligently to put things together so that we can see each other more, because marketing, it's not going to show you Black businesses. I mean, you really are going to have to dig deep to try to find some shit like that. Number one. Yeah. Number two, because it's now trendy to have Black people in your ads. Yes. Now you're going to start seeing more Black and Brown people in ads for white stuff, mm-hmm. right? For white owned companies. And that's where I have problems. So, you know, there's all these little things going on, which is why it's so important that we show up for each other. And I don't know how we got into that. Actually, maybe it was because you made the comment like you did in the beginning about the fact that I not only liked and commented on your post, mm-hmm. but I actually followed through. Yes. And a lot of us aren't following through. And this actually ties into the whole episode, because we're not following through on ourselves with our own shit, mm-hmm. our own purposes, mm-hmm. our own mm-hmm. goals, our own ideas for what we want mm-hmm. for ourselves, our dreams. We're not following through with our word and the things that we say and that we maybe think that mm-hmm. we want to do for other people. And I think collectively we do need to do better with that. And maybe when I say collectively, really in that sense, I mean everybody needs to do better with that. That's something that's not a color thing. That's just a human being thing. We all need to do better. But I really am glad that you are here to encourage women in their journey, specifically Black women, on their journeys to learning about how to follow through, learning how to follow with themselves, like how to follow a path in general with just themselves. That's such a powerful and important thing. And I love the work that you're doing. So yeah, thank you for starting this almost 4 years ago.
Yes, thanks for allowing me to share my story. I love what you're doing too with Network and Spill. And like I was sharing with you offline, I just love the energy that you bring, and that you are being a woman of integrity. You're not just talking about networking. You don't just have a networking podcast. You literally are networking with people and connecting with people and saying, hey, how can we, can I help you get farther along and where it is that you're going? And then where can we go together, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly how our conversation went. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, I don't do stranger danger. I just, you know, I just slide into DMs and slide into people's calendars and we get it popping. And I think that's super, it, for me, it's fun, but it's really powerful. At the end of the day, we are creating something. We are taking, you know, intention and energy and focus and determination, whatever, all the things. And we're putting it together and we're making this big cake, pie, whatever, this sweet thing, right? That we're putting together, handmade, right? Our energy, our time is going into this and it's going to, something's going to come of it, right? And that's what I look forward to most with this show and with stuff that I'm doing. So yes, I'm so glad we connected. If you guys are interested, like I said, you've got the books in the show notes. Make sure you're following the Black Girls with Purpose IG page. Make sure you add the show, the podcast show, Black Girls with Purpose. Make sure you add that and listen to it. And just check it out, you know, and send it to a friend if you know someone who's interested. And yeah, I want to say, if you have questions, ladies and gentlemen listening, if you have questions, bring them. If you want to ask something, if you had an aha moment, if you're in Dallas and you want to meet up, like you want to like meet her up at the next event,
then
come join us. We're going to go live on IG in a few days, you know, my regular Tuesday night shenanigans. So join us. I don't know what time we'll do it, but it'll be in the evening. And yeah, we'll have Bree there to, we'll just chat a little bit and talk about some things maybe we missed. Yes. I really, really enjoy those conversations because they're so random. We never know what we're going to talk about, but it's, I almost want to start saving them because sometimes the conversations are just like a part two almost.
Right, of the interview.
Yeah, yeah.
Love that.
Only like 25 minutes or 35 minutes, but it can be really powerful. So I really recommend you guys come and join us over at, you guys know my IG is Whitney Danielle Coaching and then the at Network and Spill page. So make sure you're following all of us wherever you are following people. And we will, we'll definitely be working with Bree in the future. So keep an eye out for her and all the work that she's doing. Is there anything else you want to add or that I forgot?
No, well, if people are interested, and we can talk more about this on the live, but if you are interested, if you're like, hey, Brie, I do want to do a monthly workshop or I do need an accountability partner for the stuff that I'm doing, you can go to blackgirlswithpurposepodcast.com/activate. And there's a page there for you to put in your email in case you are like me and have multiple tabs open and you want to go on it to get your membership. But then you think, oh, man, I need to let the dog out. So wait, but let me stay still connected with this person. You can get your email on there. And then once you enter your email, you'll be able to see all the things that come with our membership. And it's just $29 a month, which is bananas, right? That's less than $1 a month. And as we continue to build our content, you'll get access to our full library of workshops. It won't just be like, oh, well, I have this one workshop and I can't do anything else with it. So I'm really excited about everything that we're doing. And it's going to be epic. So I'm telling people, I'm like, y'all get in while you can, because I don't know where we're going, but I know it's going to be big. And I'm really trying to bring as many people as I can with me because it's all about community, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so is it blackgirlswithpurpose.org or .com?
blackgirlswithpurposepodcast.com/activate for the membership.
Okay.
And if you just want to find out more about what we're doing and you just want to sign up for our email list, you can go to blackgirlswithpurpose.org/join.
Perfect. Boom. Both of those will be in the show notes, guys. So you have to scroll down and click away. Yeah, definitely get on the email list and just stay tuned for what's going on. But I'm so excited. I'm excited to see the people that join and the people that take advantage of this offer, because I'm in a bunch of, I don't know if I should say a bunch, but I'm in a couple of, I'm in a few memberships where it's like a monthly fee and I get access to some really incredible content, and it's really powerful. And the community that you can find in certain groups, you've got to find the right one. It's just incredible. Right. So if you like Bree's vibe so far, I mean, it's definitely worth a shot. But I think anybody who's an entrepreneur should be in at least a couple of membership sites.
Agreed.
And anybody who's trying to just like get their shit together and is just like a millennial online should probably do the same thing, just because there's some really good groups out there on a ton of different topics. They've got like health ones and religious ones and you name it. So definitely take a gander, you know, it doesn't hurt. And if you know someone, like I said, this is about sharing and caring. So let a friend know and share the wealth. And we will be back next week with a brand new episode. So make sure you're subscribed and your everything is up to date. Make sure if you liked this episode or a previous episode, or you just like us in general, because we're so amazing, that you go into the Apple Podcast app and you scroll down to the bottom of the network and spill page, and you give us 5 stars and you say something cute in the comments, because you will be entered into the giveaway. Actually, giveaways, that's plural. I've got a lot coming. So yeah, go ahead and do that. Be a pal. I love when you guys show up online on Apple Podcasts. It's so fun when people like don't have an Apple phone or an iPhone and they like take their friends, because on an Android or what, you can't, like, it's not the same. You can't access the Apple Podcast app to actually rate the show. People, I'm like, just take someone's phone, like take like anyone's phone, like a stranger, and just type it in and scroll down, and it, that counts as your vote. So,
yeah, I love that.
Unfortunately, yeah, you can't really like rate shows other places just yet, but with Apple Podcasts, you can. So that's why I really appreciate it. And I'm going to be rewarding those who have access or have iPhones and actually give me the 5-star reviews. So that's it, guys. Seriously, this time I'm leaving. Bree's got stuff to do. We thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Whitney. Seriously, it was a pleasure.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be back, guys. Have a great one. Cheers.